Okay, let's do this. Hi there. Oh my. You are so convincing, you know? And somehow I'm too shy to say this. So I'm just recording a message. And somehow it's gonna be fitting for the information that I'm gonna give you, like revealing my secret. Because everything's around sounds and messages and recording voices, and yeah, that's the thing. And yeah, I'm a little, shy or worried about this, about, this confession, because it's around naughty stuff. Okay, I need to drink a little bit of coffee. Yeah. Your coffee. Black. Yeah. Give me some time. I just left you in the cafeteria. You are so hot, you know? Yeah, just that. I don't mind if you are cleaning the coffee machine, if you are just cutting lemons in slices. We love the juice running through your hands and arms, and when you look yourself in the mirror for fixing your hair. I can see you. And yeah, the thing is that you know that I'm writing and editing. Yeah, but it's no music. Our voices, what I'm doing, sitting there, yeah, and writing, and yeah, coffee, and oh my God. Today you've been kind of pushing me to say this. I know that it's been weeks keeping the secret from you, and you need to know this. You are my muse. Yeah, you are my inspiration for recording sexy audios and writing scripts about sex, yeah, fantasies of mine, and that's the thing. And because I know you, I know that you are now super curious about why and how, and yeah, I can tell you the next time. I'm just sitting here outside and you are so close and so far from me. But I love when you take your time and sit on my side and just talk. And I can see your eyes. And I can almost smell you, because, yeah, my mind just explodes when you are close to me. So this is gonna be a double confession about what I do, that I'm a voice actor, kind of, and that I fucking like you. Yes. I know that I'm not the only one who is there just because of you. Because you are beautiful, and I'm not gonna be the first to say that. And not the last either, but yeah. yeah. So, what I do really is, it depends on my mood, but I record myself sometimes playing, sometimes just like I'm doing now, just talking. And sharing my thoughts. Sounds easy, really, when I say this out loud, but it's not easy to talk about this. Like, with you, I know that you are not gonna judge me, but what if you get all turned on at work and why today? And no, yeah, not yesterday or no, yo. A month ago, it's because you asked me to stay until, yeah, everybody was gone, and I really wanted to do that, yeah, it's one of my fantasies, really, just see you closing the bar and that feeling of anticipation of intimacy. Because we are always surrounded by people there. The noises of the bar, though. People talking. That we'd never been in silence, the two of us. And I can imagine you taking off your apron slowly, like teasing me, and filling up a couple of drinks. Maybe opening a bottle of wine, listening that noise from the bottle. Just that can make me melt. And do I sound creepy saying this? Because right now, right fucking now, I want you so bad. And I don't know how I've been capable of. Yeah. Staying quiet. But not anymore. And I'm gonna finish my coffee now. Your coffee. The coffee that tastes like you. Yeah. Because I know that your skin smells like coffee. And now I know that you are gonna ask me about listening to my recordings or reading my scripts, and I'm gonna say yes. So oh God, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah. And I'm tempted of yeah, going back to the cafeteria and saying yes, please. I'm yours. Can you imagine that? Your face? Maybe you kick me out of the bar. Maybe you just say the clients to go home early this time for staying with me. Yeah. That's it. That's my confession. My double, triple, whatever confession. So, I'm just gonna send it to you and see what happens.
No, you don't have to send it to me. That was hot.
Oh, hi, baby.